Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yes! Welcome to the greatest day in the history of our nation. It is July 4th. You know what that means. Chestnuts. Joseph Reginald Chestnut is going for the hot dog mustard belt, dude.
It's Robinette.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. I didn't know if it was Robinette's. Joey's backstage getting loose right now, as you can see here, live on ESPN. Join us. It appears as if they're inside of a minor league baseball stadium and not at Coney Island. Coney Island is in the background. Has the event gotten too big, Rob? That's where we're at.
No such thing. And it won't be too big until they've left Coney Island and it's in MetLife Stadium, completely sold out. That's the only way I could even start entertaining that it's gotten too big.
Look at the competitors here. They're all in a locker room getting loose. Chestnut's personal best is 75 dogs. He's dogged out 75. That was last year. If you'll recall last year, he was on the show two days prior, and I asked him if he would break his own record. He replied yes. Delco Dan, welcome to the show. You're wearing a loser's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my world, brother.
Man. Not the best shooting percentage last night, huh?
I'm so hungover today that it is fucking blinding. Are we in a wide? Because I don't want anybody to see what I'm about to do. So,
ooh,
whoopsies.
No, we stayed on a single U for that, I think.
The entire time, yeah. I can switch with the iPad now. So I have power.
You're not behind the desk. My God, man. Oof. We had to take some aspirin there to get rid of this hangover. This is rough. And the only way to shake it, obviously, is with a little bit of 4th of July mimosas. Since you're able to switch, shit, I can keep it on my normal shit. It's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah, you know, you can fuck around all you want today.
We're gonna get weird today.
Isn't the twist off champagne is the most fucking anticlimactic shit?
I was
in
waiting
the world.
For something.
Yeah.
So here's the proper way to make a mimosa. In case you don't know, you go about yay high with this, right? Yay high with the champers, and then you go a little bit. Whoop! Too much. There you go.
Yeah.
Splash of Simpson, dude. Splash of OJ Simpson here. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Bobbert, would you like some
mimosas?
There you go. Pass it around. We're doing all the things today because, my God, man. Blackout drunk last night again. Hawks lost. Giannis didn't even play. Mm-hmm. Trae Young did play.
Are they better without Giannis? The folks are asking.
And
by folks, I mean Charles Barkley.
Yeah. They look better. Hey, man, they looked a lot better. That was the best they've looked in the series.
The last half of that series made no sense, and if I was betting on it, I'd be furious.
I lost all of my
because
money.
What didn't the Bucks won, what, all two games without Giannis? But then lost with Giannis, but Trae Young was out?
Yeah.
Like, nobody, what the fuck was that series? Like, it was.
He clogs up the lane.
I don't know.
It's like Barry Bonds clogging up the base pass
for Middleton and Drew Holiday.
In all sincerity, does anyone now care about Bucks without Giannis against the Suns? This could be one of the lowest rated finales.
I don't give a shit about Ray. This is going to be fun. This isn't going to be like Spurs Pistons where it's just like a slug fest. And no. Because you actually
Booker.
Have good storylines. Yeah, you have Devin Booker who's an exciting player. You have Chris Paul going for his first title. Ayton is actually a really fun, exciting player, too.
Like it's just refreshing to not have fucking LeBron in the finals again.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's different.
Or Kawhi or the Warriors.
I would have felt better about this finals if Giannis was healthy, to be honest with you. Because then you at least
it's
have a big superstar for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Instead, we're rooting for the ugliest man in the NBA currently. Not of all time, but currently. Mm-hmm. Chris Middleton. It's hard to like that guy just because of his looks.
He's just not hot enough for you.
No.
Yeah.
Great player, just not sexy enough.
Kind of makes sense, you know.
Just not sexy enough for me.
But he's the perfect player for Milwaukee, for the city of Milwaukee.
That's true. He does.
He fits the city perfectly.
He does fit the city perfectly, yeah. That guy. It's crazy.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good series. It'll be fun to watch. I'm rooting for the Suns all the way, though.
Oh, yeah, me too. 100%. 100%.
Nah.
You fading the Suns?
I don't like Chris Paul.
I love Chris Paul.
Michael Johnson saying, happy Independence Day, guys, from your friendly Brit. You know, that's really big of you to take the high road on that because we worked you guys over to get our independence.
So. Ask him real quick, is Wimbledon off today because you respect America so much? There's no matches today.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Look at the British. They would never happen in America.
No. No. We have baseball games every August, whenever we nuked Hiroshima.
Whatever. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is going to be a live watch for ESPN. They are showing the hot dog eating contest. They just showed Badlands Booker there. I don't get the hype on Badlands Booker. Never won this competition, ever.
No, not even close.
No. He eats about half of what Chestnut eats. Weighs about three times what Chestnut weighs. But I respect this stage here.
I think he's a manipulator, right? He just goes to the contest that he can win.
Yeah.
There's like nobody that shows up that's relatively in this space, like on their level.
Yeah. So the women are up first here. A lot of diversity with Terrence Kenner. This is her first shot in this. And
they're all
expecting
bounce.
A lot. Is she going against? Are they doing a BET
else,
version
I'm not
of this?
Sure that's a lady.
No, that is a lady next. Yes, the one on the right. Are you saying it's not?
Their name was Terrence.
Her name was Terrence. Their name.
Well, I don't know. I don't literally. Maybe it is a woman.
It's a woman.
Terrence is unisex.
That's a woman.
Is it? It's not Alex.
Why are the two of them going against each other is what I don't understand.
This is a lemonade chugging competition, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yeah.
You gotta start out slow.
By the way, I love this guy in the boater.
Oh, I have that hat. I watched the Kentucky Derby. He is one of the best announcers in the sport, and I'm not kidding. This is just a lemonade chugging contest is what we're watching now as the opener. Never thought
and this guy's fucking
for a
murdering
single second
Terrence.
I would see something like this in my life. Uh-oh.
This isn't even close.
This is. So this chick could win, dude.
It's a dude.
It is a dude.
It is for sure a dude.
Yeah.
Are we positive,
positive
on this?
Yeah, we're
I'm positive the man named Terrence is a man.
He's got real delicate features. I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment on this
Doesn't
one.
Matter.
Badlands is out.
Badlands just kind of smashed him.
Oh, Badlands. Look at Badlands.
He doesn't care how many feet he loses.
You got to smash it up now. Throw the glass down.
Look at that.
This is the dumbest part about these competitions is that like it hurts so bad to lose.
Oh, this is the inaugural chug contest win. So this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. Never happened before. What we witnessed
history.
Just now is history. And that is a woman, by the way. She's got lipstick on.
I got a fact.
A lot of people are asking if it's transgender here. I don't know. I don't know. But Eric Badlands Booker, 21 contests. Best finish was second. Top five finish is sixth. Hot dog buns consumed 485. It doesn't really matter. There's not any first place finishes in front of that guy. Oh, so they're using Yankee Stadium today. That's why. For real sports.
Yes. Yeah, so. They can't have them in there yet.
Yeah. This is, look at these ladies. Yeah, look at those dogs.
Oh, is that what they wear back? I like that pinstripe for the concession stand.
Yeah, dude. It's look classy. It. Look at Chestnut. Now, that's a younger Chestnut.
You got to ask, though, did they earn their pinstripes?
The women there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did they earn them?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
more
yes.
so than Stanton?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Have you guys been to Yankee Stadium?
No.
That drive up is awful. So, like, getting to Yankee Stadium is such a nightmare. Those women deserved it, whereas Stanton did not.
There's Joey.
There's Chestnut. It is hot, man. It looks warm there today. It's going to be, I don't think he's going to break the record today.
No, he's already sweating.
So the over-under on him was 73.5.
I'm
going to smash the under
on this.
I don't have a choice.
Of course, on mybookie.ag.
Yes, promo code Drinking Bros will get you your deposits back up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, you get $1,000. Congratulations. Or you can put in $100 and get $100, whatever you want to do, 50, 50. Craigers is saying she, him has no gag reflex. Don't know.
Well, any human being can conquer their gag reflex.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get an answer here? Whether
I'm
or not
still
that was
looking,
a
man, because no one gives a shit about the chug contest.
She has a YouTube channel, it said. 7-time champion, Mickey Soto. Mickey's one of the best to ever do it, a.k.a. the Black Widow. She's in this year.
She used to win the Wing Bowl a lot.
Oh, yeah, Philadelphia, yeah. All right, so if I go to my bookie, how much will this let me bet there? That's what I'm curious about.
There's definitely a max bet.
Is there?
Yes.
I'm going under. I'm going under for this one today, kids.
So what are you thinking, 70?
69, yeah.
If he ends on 69, we all win today.
Mm-hmm.
We all win today. Let's check it out here. Oof. Oof. Let me throw – man, I'm so hungover. I could throw an Ariana Grande on this and be happy with it. See if they'll let me do it, though.
Don't think they will.
Fucking A, dude. I need it. Independence Day fun. There it is. So if you're on my bookie, go to Independence Day fun. The dogs.
Perfect.
Over, under. All right. I'm going to take the under. It's 73.5 right now.
Do they have like over, under amount of firing your gun in the air arrests in America for 4th of July?
No.
That happens every year. There's like 30, 40 people that get arrested for just popping off a couple shots in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Here's the disparity, by the way, in the hot dog eating contest. The over-under for Joey Chestnut is 73.5.
Let me guess the second place.
Yeah, Badlands Booker. What do you think the over-under is?
I don't think Badlands is the second best eater. So,
well, he's second on this chart here. So,
yeah, okay, I'm going to say 32.
20.5.
Okay. So they don't even expect anyone to touch it.
Not except for Joey. All right, let's see if I can throw a full $1,000 on this.
Why even have the other competitors?
What's it?
Why even have anybody else?
Oh, hey, so there is a max bet on this, but it's 500. That's a lot. Let's do it. That's where we're at, brother. I'll go 500. I'm going to go on the under on this one on my bookie for 500.
Mm-hmm.
What did I get? 73.5. Let's place that bet now on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. Let me do it, baby. Come on, let me fucking do this. Got it, baby. 500. It's in there. All right. Now there's money on the table.
And we're cheering
now
against
I'm
Joey.
All in.
We're cheering against Joey.
Well, I want Joey to win, but I want him to get under 73.5.
I want the upset.
Really?
Give me the upset. Give me someone new.
Who is the...
We need some fucking parody in this.
You need some new dog meat in there?
Who was the skinny Japanese guy that was beating him for a minute?
Kobayashi.
Yeah.
He really never beat Joey.
He never beat Joey.
Joey kind of came in and just bullied him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They did a 30 for 30 on it. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the best of all time.
But before Joey, there was Kobayashi was like the dominant eater.
He said he had a jaw problem. He got injured during a contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, dead Kobayashi
serious.
Did?
Yeah, Kobayashi.
I fucking
hurt his jaw. Hurt his jaw.
And that's going to happen. The chicks are up next. Can I bet on the chicks?
I think they already happened. But
no,
maybe this
no,
is last year.
No. They showed that live too. Okay.
Okay.
Bob, act like you've been here before.
It's fair.
Have you?
No.
All right. All right. So they got Jeffrey Esper. He's at 47.5. So yeah, that's better. obviously. I don't know how Badlands is going to eat after just chugging a whole fucking
right
9 gallons of lemonade.
Now that name, image, likeness passed, can college students participate in this?
Yes. Yes, they can.
College athletes.
They can do anything they want now.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush probably get that Heisman back.
He fucking better.
Yeah.
I like that they also physically went to his house and collected the trophy.
How is that possible? Like, well, it's his. I would have been like, leave. No.
No, yeah, yeah. You got to give it back.
You got to hide it.
You got to give it back. Even OJ, if they're there. Yeah. You know, OJ buried his in his backyard.
Isn't
And now they ended up finding it on the property.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And somebody paid for it and melted it down.
Oh, I was saying, I thought that's when he stole it from the casino, right? Yeah, I thought that's what he got went to actual jail for.
No, he went to jail for
stealing memorabilia.
Yes, like this actually, these helmets and shit. Like, so yeah, but now you know, looking back at it, the great debate over the weekend has been what college athlete would have made the most of all time, and
all of them.
Reggie Bush came in at one, actually.
All of them.
I think Reggie, because of how famous USC players were specifically.
Liner.
Yeah.
Liner.
For sure. But honestly, Liner would have been just as good of a pick as Reggie, to be honest.
Was there a more exciting college football player than Reggie Bush?
No. People don't understand. You would stop, because that was basically pre-YouTube. YouTube was invented like the same year.
Uh-huh.
So like that was the type of thing where you're pre-gaming, you know, to go out. I was in college when Reggie Bush played, and like that was everything. Like you're pre-gaming to go out, and everything, like shut the fuck up. The USC highlights are on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
On ESPN.
Oh, dude, it was Reggie Bush was phenomenal. Homegirl's pregnant here,
so she is not competing this year, I assume.
That's not her. Not all Asians look alike, Bob, and that's super rude.
Wait, is that one of the Golics?
She was one of the competitors.
Yeah.
Is that one of the Golics?
Probably. They bring out the big guns for this.
Oh yeah, they probably do have Golic Jr.
Actually, is that her? Maybe I just turned the racism on myself and not you.
They were doing that. I don't know. By the way, the most upsetting thing about these eating contests to me is how because they need the water to dip, they all just end up wet and covered in hot dog meat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, all the hot dog juice and bun juice and everything else. Look at Homegirl with the fucking. She's got a fun flirty look to her.
They should make water illegal.
That one girl's hot. The Rodriguez totally girl.
Make water legal. Eat the hot dogs as intended.
Whoa. Yes, I agree. I completely agree. I think the integrity of the sport is ruined by water.
It's been a question for a long time now.
Yeah.
Eat it like it's a fucking hot dog.
Mickey Soto. I actually think it is her. She's pregnant. I don't think she's in this. Great performance by a great person. Okay. So you're right. Are they not showing the winners?
I think they already had it.
They already had it. Michelle Lesko, yeah, because Mickey Soto was out.
Yeah.
So she's out with a pregnancy issue.
Well, look.
Not an issue, but.
We knew one of us was going to be racist. So it's just a matter of who, not if.
Who, yeah. 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 That turned out to be me in that one. Sorry.
Well,
sorry out there.
The odds on my bookie for that were not great.
Well, Michelle Lesko came in at number one for the women's competition. 30 and a half hot dogs.
I know they're holding
up 30. Yeah, 31. Doesn't count. So you can take that 31 down. Look at a young chestnut there. Look at that fucking warrior. Yeah. Greatest athlete of all time, yes or no?
They were showing the most titles in any one event, essentially, for any sport. He is currently right now tied for the most ever in any sport with anyone else with Rafa Nadal for most French Open titles.
Greatest American athlete.
So what I'm saying is
American Pharoah.
No.
If he wins Triple this, Crown, he will be more dominant than anyone else has been at anything, any one event.
I go, okay, so my top three athletes of all time, if we're going like all time, including Josh Gibson, everything.
Well, we already know you're number one.
It's PDW.
Yeah.
So it's Pete Weber Jr.'s, obviously. He comes in at one.
Mm-hmm.
No looking back on that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if there'll ever be another like him. I've got to go Ric Flair at two.
Mm-hmm.
16 titles.
Yeah, but that means he lost, you know, 15 times.
It, but 16 titles. He did win.
The best wrestler only holds the title once.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then three is Chestnut. And then I've probably got Jordan at four, Kobe five.
Where do you put Booker T? You know, he's a five-time, 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 five-time.
Booker T. Washington?
No, Booker T.
Oh, just Booker
WCW
T.
WCW champion.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have him anywhere near my list.
Okay.
If we're looking at old school black wrestlers, I got to go Junkyard Dog first. JYD, dude. Mm. You got to respect the best, and the guy who did it first, you know? Booker T was well after him.
Yeah, but he hits you with the spinneroonie.
Yeah, but look, Junkyard Dog walked so Booker T could fly, so, you know?
So Booker T could be assaulted by Stone Cold Steve Austin in a grocery store.
Yeah. Look at that. The first mustard belt has been handed out. Michelle Lesko, congratulations. That's something that that goes on the mantle, you know? There is a lot of fucking people here.
Hell yeah, man. It's honestly way better that they're doing it like this now instead of standing in that fucking crowd and they're up on the stage. Like, yeah, do this for sure. This is actually, I forget the name of them, but it's a pretty famous minor league baseball team. Or actually might be independent league.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I think Canseco played for them and Ted Williams' son played for them as well.
Yeah.
Like, they've had a lot of famous people play for that Coney Island team.
Yeah, tons. But you got to think all the fans were chomping at the bit to get back to the contest since there was none last year, right?
No, there was one last year. They held it indoors.
No fans, yeah.
Correct, no fans. Now, the fans...
Does it really count, though, if there's no fans?
Well, you know.
There's no competitive nature there.
I
That's why, like, with just, the golf tournaments during COVID, I don't really count those. Because
when I asked Chestnut last year, on air, I said, look, you're going to be in air-conditioned ballroom in a hotel. It's definitely going to help improve the conditions and everything you're able to do. And he said, yes, I think so.
Dealing with
so
the elements is a part of the game.
It is. Yeah. Correct. Today, it's probably going to be 1,000 degrees. What's the weather like in Coney Island today?
I'm going to guess 95.
Easily.
But it gets humid as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Yep. New York gets humid as fuck. So does Coney Island in particular. I don't know why it's so goddamn hot there.
Let's see.
But it is. Happy 4th of July out there, everybody. No love for Coco, the Birdman. Yeah, dude, TaylorMade. I'm in on Coco.
Yeah, Boston Joe, no love for rugby guys. Yeah.
Brooklyn Cyclones, Ruben Schneider.
Not a single rugby player is known in this country.
No.
Dude, it's actually pretty nice out.
What is it?
What's 74 degrees.
Oh, shit. For real?
8% humidity, maybe? It seems like it's a nice day.
Oh.
It's only slightly humid, 54%. Yeah, it's actually a nice fucking day today.
Jesus, I'm gonna.
Yeah, but why is Joey sweating already then?
Exactly. I'm gonna give this a Nick Nolte.
He eats meat for a living.
I'm gonna give this a Nick Nolte. God,
he's got nothing in him though.
Nothing in him.
He doesn't have any meat in him.
No, look at him.
Would being hungover help with this?
No.
You need to be. You
get that grease.
Can you imagine sweating while doing this? Gross. We should go down the rest of the odds here because they're fascinating.
Well, this is one sport where marijuana would actually help. That's a performance-enhancing drug for this
Correct.
Sport. So if he got popped for weed, I feel like he needs to go.
Yeah, I agree. Dogs, the over-under for Chestnuts in the first 5 minutes, 44.5.
Oh, so that's big boy
number. I think that's the over.
That's the over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the general number.
He gets out to a nice lead.
He slows down.
Correct.
Significantly. Yeah.
Correct.
The first minute is 9.5.
No, it jumped up. Oh. Man. So within the first minute, it has now jumped up to 11. I can only assume that's the weather today.
Dude, maybe, yeah. Or less people were just smashing the over and the odds jump.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Two whole extra dogs.
Matt Stoney. Okay, so Stoney is the usually the, gets the closest. Yeah,
he actually beat Joey 1 year.
That's right. Yes. By the way, we asked Joey about that. He was going through a breakup with his fiance, and he blamed it on that.
Wow.
I understand. He wasn't focused.
Yeah.
He wasn't focused.
Typically, you go through a breakup, you want to eat some more food.
Maybe. Or maybe he ate too much.
Seems like a bad excuse.
When you hate yourself, you eat more, not less.
Mm-hmm.
44.5 is the over-under for Matt Stoney here.
For the whole thing?
Yeah. Nick Wary, don't know who that is, over-under 44.5. Joey Chestnut versus The Field. It's an interesting bet. Minus 5,000. The Field plus 1,000. Now, look, eventually he's going to lose.
Right.
Is it today? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
They should do a bet with like total dogs that Joey eats compared to combine. They should combine guys.
Yeah.
Joey versus two.
Joey versus three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now over in Asia, their dog eating contest is a lot different because it's actually real dogs.
Bringing out the Jay Leno routine.
Boom. That is Golic Jr. there.
Yeah.
Again, ESPN rolled off the carpet today.
I like Golic Jr., actually. Golic Jr. is a nice guy.
I'm surprised they didn't put Rachel Nichols there. You know?
Not a good day for it.
She was Rachel, I stand by you. Okay? You were correct. We'll get into that on the recap show on Tuesday. But yeah,
should be fun.
All, what do you mean? It's going to be Rachel Nichols.
It's going to be all race and sexual assault. Trevor Bauer, Rachel Nichols, just one of our best episodes.
When I want to talk sports,
Yeah.
I want to talk about Trevor Bauer. Maybe for there'll be a good half hour. Do we have access to those messages?
They reported some in the Athletic. The Athletic broke the story, and they had like a few quotes from it, but you didn't see the screenshots.
It's crazy. I don't think I'm going to be available Tuesday morning.
So don't worry, we go Tuesday at like 5. So
yeah.
Well, it's Monday morning, but yeah.
Obviously, yeah. But on Tuesday, because we're out of the office that day. Is Softcore History going that day?
Yes, we're recording tomorrow, 10 a.m. confirmed. Actually, so
nice.
We're morning up.
Oh shit!
I mean, it'll go out the normal time, but we're recording super early.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got the day off. Papa Giorgio, by the way, got stuck in Denver.
The Denver airport, which is the best airport.
Tell him to explore the caverns and
go underground.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go Tom Hanks terminal style, Denver's a good place for it.
They also have like all that art. It's like,
oh, that's right. There's a full exhibit.
Very weird art.
Yeah, it is
murderous.
All I'm saying is, if anyone could navigate the sort of like lizard kingdom underneath the Denver airport, it's Giorgio.
It's Giorgio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Papa G. But that Trevor Bauer story, a lot of butt rape on that one, and we'll get into it. We'll get 2-3 inches into that story on Tuesday, one would imagine. It's go time. Here we go. And Maria Taylor's just a bitch, by the way, in real life. Okay. Whatever. I said what I said.
She seems pretty chill.
Yeah, I have not enough evidence.
She was actually, she took it,
to
like a,
back that statement.
She could have been a huge bitch to Nick Saban when Nick Saban kind of went off on her after that first game. Yeah. And she was like, who's going to start to her forward? Yeah. And Nick was just not having it. And Maria Taylor was basically like everyone was like, how could he do that to her? And she was like, I'm a fucking professional. It's fine.
Yeah, I was on.
She took that like a champ. She could have got on Twitter and or something and been like, "You disrespected me. How dare you?" And had the whole world. And she was like, "No, I'm a professional. Sometimes coaches get testy. It's fucking fine."
Yeah. I'm just saying. I saw her. I was on the sidelines of a Cowboys game. What the fuck?
Happened
to this
guy? Phoenixville. Brian Dudlight Dudzinski. Pennsylvania.
Does he have a skin disease? Why is his arms all red?
I think he just painted himself. No.
Also, if I named a frat character in like a fraternity movie, Brian Dudlight Dudzinski, the producers would be like, that's too
on
much.
The nose, yeah. This dude's name is Eric Denmark?
Yeah. Eric the Red. I like Look at that. That's a beautiful Viking helmet. Very insurrection. That's in right now. Those are hard to get after the insurrection.
Yeah, they sold out. Also, I gotta say something about that.
Yeah, it's
quick.
A lot like Tiki.
People keep calling it a Viking helmet. He was just wearing like a buffalo. Like it was more of really a Native American headdress.
Yeah.
Everyone's buying Viking.
People
helmets
were
like
pissed about the Capitol, but really he was just
the headwear is what
culture stealing.
Yes,
like he was just stealing culture on that one.
And that just mislabeling the headwear.
Derek
Heavy
D. Hendrickson.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hard to pronounce some of these
Look
names.
At
like
him.
Hendrickson.
He's not even sure how to high five yet. First competition. Nerves have already gotten the best of him. He's wearing a Green Bay Packers hat with the sticker still on it, which is
28 is his number. He's not even come close.
I've always hated people who left the fucking tags and stickers on their hats. What was the point of that? To show that I just bought this and it's new?
Yeah,
makes it shiny and cooler looking.
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, I definitely went to... What do you call it? Lids? Yeah. I went to Lids, motherfucker.
Oh, look at this guy.
You didn't want people
Ronnie Megabyte Hartman.
This guy's dangerous.
Megabyte.
Served in U.S. Army.
But as IT.
IT specialist.
He was an IT guy in the Army.
This guy's dangerous. I want to say this is my wild card pick.
Yeah. This guy's a fucking psycho.
Look at this dude.
Yeah. What a fucking animal, dude. Beautiful
head
of hair.
That guy just might eat Joey Chestnut.
Who's this fucking gimp? Adrian the Rabbit Morgan. If you're
done.
A man
yeah,
and
can't
your,
go
your
by
nickname
the
is the Rabbits, you should probably rethink your whole life.
Especially when
sexuality.
You're in an eating contest.
Yeah.
You don't want to
yeah.
eat like a rabbit.
You don't. No. The only advantage he has is he's from New Orleans, which means he regularly punishes his stomach.
Boston Joe is asking Joey Chestnut, first Drinking Bros athlete. No, Joey gets paid. We chatted about them with him last year. He makes around $250,000 a year.
Not bad gigs.
Probably not worth it.
No, it is.
Doing that to your body?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, didn't the Man vs. Food guy have to stop after like 2 years?
He did, but here's the thing is like Joey's events are so spaced out that he's able to.
Yeah. Yeah, but he trains. I think he trains year round.
I think if you actually really want a dark horse one, that Rodriguez guy who just came on that said he ate like 68 tamales in a tamale eating contest. That is, I can't think of a worse food to have to shovel into you like that than a fucking tamale.
That is
the guy that just walked on stage is barefoot. By the way,
that's a stat padding food right there.
No, it's
tamales.
That's the opposite. That's like glue,
dude. No
one fucking cornmeal. That's
that dude's from the Pocono Pines. Okay.
Are we going to see a DB athlete? So, Ben Marsh, I was thinking about this, man. I would love to grab a couple of Ohio State players.
Yeah, of course.
And have them do a podcast.
They're probably not in our budget, though. We could probably get some UCF players if you want.
Yeah, I think a couple Missouri players you could get on there, no problem.
We can get some Buckeyes in this motherfucker, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Just to do a Sunday recap show. In all sincerity, though, if we were going to do this, I would want to do the big schools because I think you would obviously get a pretty big following pretty quickly. Alabama would be one. Ohio State's.
All the big boys.
Clemson.
Mm-hmm. You want to get like
Oklahoma? Look, Oklahoma fans are fucking diehard. Mm-hmm. They're Notre Dame. Shit, I forgot about Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is the biggest school in the country, and
I don't think that Notre Dame's. Wow. I don't think that Notre Dame's fans mesh with our style very well.
No. That'd be like
it's
getting
a great
BYU
fan
fans.
Base, but yeah, it's not.
It's the other
What's
side
a
of the coin.
Fucking dirty school? I wonder Arizona State.
See, Arizona State's like. It's I don't know, but like you,
UCF West, it's the same thing.
You want like a dirty school that's just like gnarly and fucking weird. I'm trying to think. Like
Texas State would be a good one.
They don't have fans
right down the street.
Be a great one. Be a great one.
You'd be something like Oklahoma State, where they're like little brothers, and they just get fucked up.
Arizona State's softball players. Any hot Arizona State softball players?
Probably.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Then I think that's our move. That's where we go.
Just and go thotties.
Yeah.
That's what fucking Barstool
is. That's what everybody's.
Wait,
like,
Barstool did that and Colin Gillespie.
Ooh, look at Gideon OG. He looks very DeAndre Ayton, this guy. He's having some trouble moving.
He's just ready to fucking Oof. Go.
Look at this guy. By the way, flip over to ESPN and you can live watch this with us here. We got flagged for posting it during the NFL draft.
We do have the audio, and we're still going, so.
Oh, it does. Okay, so we have the audio going on in the background. You guys can hear that.
I think with our voices over it, it's too hard for the AI to
pick it up. Yeah. Oh, look at Nick Wary. Mm. That was the guy we talked about earlier, over under 44.5. Love the mohawk. Whoa, his wife is pregnant. Maybe he'll do it for her and the new baby. I don't know.
That's the chick. He's married to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're professional eaters.
Oh,
yeah, that's the woman
look
is the champion.
At that. There really is somebody out there for everyone, isn't there?
This one was kind of a no-brainer.
He's got a fanny pack on. What's the why? What's in there? Do you pat that down?
People think it's for use, like you know, to put your wallet in and stuff. But in an eating contest, it's to just keep. It's like when you weightlifting, you know, to keep your guts from fucking.
No, actually,
up.
When no one's looking, he's throwing dogs into the fucking fanny pack.
It's not a bad move either.
TaylorMade Jedi was saying, obviously, Rob doesn't know the Drinking Bros fan base. Notre Dame fans make up a big chunk of fans. They do actually, but here's the problem: we're talking about the players themselves, and the players themselves are super religious. So I don't think they would give you the.
Super religious, I don't really think they're religious.
They're a little more square, I think, than the average.
Yeah,
because first off, if you're choosing to go to Notre Dame. Over like Bama or even it actually blows my mind that like USC or Florida can't always get top two classes because like just like or Florida State for example like if
I'm
you're
sorry.
Choosing Notre Dame over that
I'm sorry Rob do they have Vatican money
yeah exactly have you been to Florida State by the way
I have not
oof
oh so, yeah Tallahassee I like Tallahassee
it used
but
to
I know
be.
What the student Greek system I know what the student gone. Body looks like
Greek system's pretty much gone everywhere now
well so point. The Greek system is eliminated it's a dry campus now
FSU?
Yes, FSU. And when you go through there, just drive through there.
Yeah, I've been. It's not a good town outside of FSU.
It's terrible.
Tallahassee.
God.
The capital. It's not great.
I think that's why they fell off, dude. Because once the partying ended there, people were like, fuck, what the fuck do I want to go school?
I'm an FSU fan for the year.
Well.
This year?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Mackenzie Milton's quarterback.
Is he really?
Uh-huh.
That'd be a great story, actually. But
dude,
he's going to get annihilated.
Yeah, with that offensive line, I am worried.
You should
for
be.
His leg.
With that offensive line and the
life.
Ghost of Turntle hanging over the team still.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's true. They do have the curse of Turntle still.
He's going to lose a leg, man.
Chestnut is about to walk into the arena.
R.I.P. to
Look
Turntle.
Look at that.
By the way.
Look at that. This reminds me of Tyson twisting his neck, what he was doing to the back of his leg. Joey Jaws Chestnut.
He's 230?
Yeah, he's 230, dude.
He's...
It's a lean 230.
He's 6'1". He's not that tall. He shouldn't be 230.
What should 6'1 be? Like 210?
6'1", yeah. You want to be around like 210, 215. 230 is a little much.
Well, he does eat hot dogs for a living.
Oh, they've got a whole fucking song for Chestnut, dude.
Damn.
Look at this. The crowd is going bug fuck right now. This is what 4th of July is all about. Unconsented anal sex, hot dog eating contests, fireworks, and Kenny Rogers, dude.
Definitely three out of the four of those things, at least.
Rogers! Look at Chestnut warming up the jaw.
Do we ever get to the point where we see Joey die on stage?
I hope. Look, as a champion, yeah, dude, that's what he would want.
Yeah.
That's what he would want. Oh, boy, I'm nervous now. This is where the nerves start to set in for me.
Because you bet against him?
No, well, I have 500 on it, obviously, but I want him to win. 14 mustard belts would be great. I want to be able to tell my kids that I did this. You know, I was around for this today.
But you witnessed history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to sit down on your knee one day and ask you about things like 9/11.
Look at that,
He's
dude.
He's ready to go.
Very Bruce Buffer. This guy, no lie, I said this last year. I say this every year, actually, because we do this show every single year. It's a tradition here at Drinker Bros. That announcer is the fucking funniest, fastest dude there is. And, like, dude, the writing behind it and everything, like, we try to get him on as a guest. He's so fucking good at this.
Yeah.
This is why this thing has continued to grow over the years. He's really, really fucking funny. And, like, if you could hear that on full blast, like, the shit that he says and the amount of seriousness in his voice,
yeah,
it's just the best.
What else does he do?
Nothing. I said this last year. He should do more shit because he's so good. So good. That's not a lie, by the way. I know.
Oh, I 100% believe it. And that's what you got to do with something like that is play it as straight as possible.
Yep. 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 By the way, speaking of straight, I heard George Michael last night, Freedom, at a 4th of July party.
That's tight.
And yeah. That's what George Michael said. RIP, obviously, but we're going to talk about this story on Ross Madison Revolution. Jesse yelled at an 11-year-old kid at top speed, top notch last night.
Like went off on an 11-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Is he fucking with your kids?
Yes, and it was in front of a huge crowd of people.
So they
I'm going to let her describe it on Tuesday.
They played a George Michael song that wasn't Careless Whisper?
Well, it was the 4th of July. What does Careless Whisper have to do with 4th of July?
It's just a banger.
Yeah. Man, all of those are... Trevor Bauer songs, by the way.
The only other George Michael song that has to do with the 4th of July is the pro-life one, or the pro-choice one, because abortion is an American right. So that's the wake me up. That's one, right? Yeah.
Got you. Literally every George Michael song you could equate to Trevor Bauer.
Oh, boy.
Wake me up before you go. Tuesday's show is going to be a banger, by the way.
I mean, he's just probably not pitching again this year.
No, or ever.
Ever, maybe.
Probably.
Ever.
Probably ever. Baseball is actually quite a bit more hard on these people than
football for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and basketball. Yeah. Dude, Derrick Rose playing again. People kind of forgot about all that shit.
Oh, yeah. People forgot about gang rape.
Yeah. Yeah. They forgot
Derrick
about that.
People are like, man, Derrick Rose is back. I love it. It's like, do you remember what?
Remember any of that thing?
Oh, man. What a redemption story for Derrick Rose, you know?
By the way, we are moments away. So you can flip over to ESPN as well. Watch Picture in Picture with us and ESPN. Joey Chestnut is going for his 14th. Yellow mustard belt. Lot on the line today. I just put 500 on my bookie on the under. It's 73.5. I think the sunshine and the heat's a little. I know it's 74 degrees, but I think the sunshine itself, it's going to be a little shell shock for Joey than it was last year. So I went 500. That was the max bet on my bookie. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your deposit there. And we're going to have Picture in Picture and all this. So, you know. Mom's
gonna kill us. Did you hit the over, though, well, on the 10-minute or whatever the fuck, first 5 minute?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't. I'm not that sure. Because
you're going to get in the middle right there. You got to hit the over and the under. That's a very fine line you got to walk.
Yeah, and it's look, he's 38. At some point, he's got to be slowing down.
That's what they said about Brady.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. He could go forever. He could go forever. Look at that. Look at all the magic that's going on. This is 4th of July at its best. Fact, though, that they didn't show the women's going to piss off that first female coach who was on the other day.
Got to think.
How quickly after winning one of these do you think Joey Chestnut has had sex?
I asked him.
Oh, dude, his career.
You asked him how soon after.
Career hot dog consumption has passed the Statue of Liberty.
Ah!
It's almost, it's creeping up on the Chrysler building.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It's a fun flirty stat.
It is. I asked him, I said, what's the after show routine, right?
Yeah.
First of all, doesn't have his lady in at all. Has a hotel by himself, and okay. He shows up about 3-4 days.
Right, you got to prepare.
Does the hotel insure that toilet?
Well, that's what I asked. I go, how long until you're throwing up? And he goes, I don't throw up. And he goes, usually I get about 1.5-2 hours of press after I win. And then I go to the hotel, and then he lies down for about 3-3.5 hours, and he goes, so it's right at that 5-5.5 hour moment that I evac. Like, he just dumps out, and it's just, you're shitting yourself all night.
So he just takes a bunch of pre-workout.
3, 2, 1. Here we go, kid. Boom. We've started. We're live. Chestnut. Oh, Chestnut.
First dog down.
First dog down within 4 seconds. Second dog, 3 wieners
three
in,
within
dude.
10.
Look at that, foul. Dude. Is he going to hit 11, though? So the over-under for the first minute was 11.
He's not hitting that. There's no fucking way.
No, he's not hitting that.
Well, we need some more graphics here.
We do. ESPN is lacking in graphics, but we're here. We're here. And you got the best in the biz here today.
I guess the counter in the back, he's at 7?
Oh, shit. He's going to smash that if he's at 7 already.
He's at 7 already.
Yep.
Okay.
Going. He's going to smash 11. It's not even close.
Nope.
This is fucking stupid.
Because that's 9. Look at that. Look at the way
he's
inhaling.
Well, actually,
he's
getting. They have enough. He's got 15 seconds to do two.
To do two.
Kind of,
no, 3, because you can't tie it, so he's got to do 2 more.
Yeah. Well, if you tie, you push.
Yeah. So where are we at here? He's on 10.
He's not going to beat it. That was
No, he's got 11. He's got 11.
Got the push at least.
Wow.
Oh, he did it. Oh, no! On the dot.
Holy shit.
1 second left. Chestnut, dude. Is he aware of the odds? I don't know what's going on. He's a man of the people. He's got 12 first minutes. My God, that is a same pace.
He's on a world record
pace
right now.
He's on a world record pace right now, guys.
Oh, shit.
Man.
We might be witnessing history again.
We could be again back-to-back years, but I'm not sure.
Esper is creeping up, dude.
He's always in there at the beginning, right? And then they fade right around 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy sprints marathons.
Yeah, he sprints marathons and shits hot dogs, dude.
Good Lord.
Here we go.
What a
man.
Fucking monster. All right, so he's at 21.
21 dogs.
He only needs 50 more. So, his pace is, if he just kept this pace up.
22 dogs. 8 minutes left. Minutes left here in the competition. If he kept this pace up, Bob, he'd break 100.
I know.
Yeah. That's fucking gnarly.
He can't, dude. Can't.
Do you think he ever would, just to say I did 100?
Oh, he's always going for it. What is the pink dye, though? I can't figure that out.
The what?
A lot of people have this pink dye on their hands.
Huh. I wonder if it's kind of like the spider tack.
It could be very.
Did we just uncover something?
But it's the opposite. It's lube. So the hot dogs are lubed to go basically down your throat better.
Yeah, because Chestnut's hands are red as well, and it's like, why is that? Or is it just the shading from this terrible shot underneath? Oh, Chestnut is at 30. 30 dogs.
Esper's not going away,
though. It's not going away,
not
but
right
Chestnut
now.
Is at 30 with yeah, 7
at 20.
Nice minutes lead, and 15 though. Seconds left. This is unbelievable. BitBates is saying he might be retiring after this. I don't know. Do you walk off as a hero? Is it better to burn out or fade away? Lifelong question.
I think watching a 60-year-old Joey Chestnut choke on a hot dog is really not the way he wants to
He's not
be remembered.
60, okay?
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's slushies up there. Some are blue and some are red. So maybe that's a part of it, but I don't know.
These guys look
miserable. Boy. Boy, look at them. 35 dogs for Chestnut. 6 minutes and 30 seconds left. That's unbelievable. He's on pace. Forgive me for breaking this.
Okay. How are you feeling right now about your underbit?
I feel good because this is when you start to slow down. His pace is waning a little bit. Chestnut's at 38 now. Chestnut's slowing down.
He still hasn't distanced himself enough, I feel like.
You got to respect the reporter, though. That reporter was in the splash zone.
Good Lord.
Imagine that's your first gig at ESPN. Ooh, in that splash zone for the hot dogs.
That was one of the prop bets, right? The pita could interrupt at any time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did they?
Not yet.
It was like plus 5,000 that they would interrupt, essentially.
They
so
did
it was
one
a
year.
Shot.
I think they threw blood on Big Cat.
Yeah,
for Barstool,
right.
Yeah.
You're right. The Preggers chick, she's in the front row with a mustard belt. She's used to being
husband.
In the splash zone, though.
Is Esper her husband? Is that the second place
yes,
guy?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. Look at the way he eats. Look at the way he eats with the he's bobbing his head up and down like that. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice technique. Chestnut is at 43 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left. So 44.
His pace is going to be about 90 to 92.
But that's his pace. That would smash the all-time world record.
Yeah.
That he currently owns. But he's at 46 now. God, man. I've never seen a pace this fast for Chestnut. Slowing down. Yeah, see, all their hands are red, bright red. What is that? Is that a slushy? Like, what is the...
Is it some sort of, like, what do you call it? Disinfectant or something?
Yeah, so Chestnut is absolutely smashing.
Yeah, it's over.
This. Esper's in... I mean, look, Esper, you got to give him some credit. He's at 34, Chestnut's at 49. 4.5 minutes left. This pace here, shit... Chestnut is only 24 dogs away from the record and breaking the over, and there's still 4.5 minutes left.
He's slowing down.
He's slowing down.
He's on cruise
control.
This
five. Yeah. Oh, by the way, so he did beat the over of 44 at the 5 minute mark.
Right.
So he's won every single over so far. It's not good news for me because I have him on the under for overall dogs.
He's at 8.81 dogs a minute.
Yeah. 8.74 dogs a minute there.
Did they just go to commercial? What is
what
this shit?
What the fuck happened?
Oh, ESPN has apparently cut out. Is there somebody? Is there something
okay,
back there?
Okay, yeah, it's some bad. This is like, this is from them. This is on their
yeah,
end.
This is ESPN. Look, it says live. It has the graphic underneath fine.
Yeah, this is something where, with
boy,
the feed.
Boy, what a terrible time to cut out.
Yeah, you got
to
be fucking
what
kidding.
ESPN. ESPN, I'm looking at the live viewers here. ESPN has lost the feed mid-contest. All right, during the commercial break here at ESPN, we'll do our own sponsors here. That's a nice, fun thing to do. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 4th of July deals are in effect. 40% off on bundle packages, 30% off everything in the entire store, 2 free pillows with a mattress. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Don't cheat them sheets, dog. Sheets are fucking amazing too, man. I'm a huge fan of all their products there. They got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And you can bundle all those deals together with that. If you have decent credit, by the way, don't come at me with a 550 and try to do some shit. You can't. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get into it. Last but not least, we got liquidiv.com. My God, man. Drinking the shit out of this today. Hungover. Needed it this morning, every morning. Grab your liquid. You can grab it in bulk at Costco if you want. Or you can get the 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code DRINKINGBROS at liquidiv.com. This is a life changer for me. I drink this shit every single morning. There is nothing that cures a hangover better than Liquid IV. The flavors are amazing. That strawberry is the shit, dude. Asahi's great. I'm just a gigantic fan of this company. This all started by me reaching out because I drank it every day. I was just like, look, man, it'd be great if you were on the show. It's the easiest thing to sell, and I can guarantee you, I use it every day, so like I know the results. I already know them. Again, what you're going to want to do is go to liquidiv.com, 25% off. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code DRINKINGBROS at liquidiv.com. Figure your shit out, ESPN. I'm going to be honest with you. I remember when the Raiders flipped over to Heidi.
Oh, we got a little DraftKings commercial now. They went to commercial.
Well, they didn't have a choice. They didn't have a choice. Shout out DraftKings. We'll be talking about them next week live from Vegas.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Oh, no. Back to DraftKings.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, they fumbled this.
DraftKings got a free read here.
Promo code BUN.
Promo code BUN at DraftKings. There we go. Woo, dog.
I think that's from the commercial.
Might be. Man, I don't know, but this is
a travesty.
Man.
Okay.
You don't. 60. Chestnuts at 60. 2:45 left. The feed is back on.
If no one saw it, did it happen?
I don't know, but now I'm really worried about this over-under here, guys, because there's a lot of time left, and he only needs 10 more dogs.
2:30,
11
yeah.
more
yeah,
dogs.
I think he's going to.
God damn it, man. Chestnut. I'm sorry I bet against you. This is my fault today. If
you
I lose this,
the man.
No. And I
bet against
that.
America on America's birthday.
I did, man. Mm-hmm. I just, fuck. I should have known better. You don't bet against your heroes.
Oh, and the feed seems to be
ESPN,
out again.
ESPN, dude, just cannot get their shit together just today.
Dog shit.
Man, I feel bad for everybody at home. This is a tradition. My God, man. This almost feels like when the Challenger exploded. They cut the feed and...
I would
very similar.
Certainly put this on a list of American tragedies.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, ah, another commercial again. Gotta pay
those bills. You know?
No, they don't have a choice. Because there's somebody sitting in the truck right now, the director's like, "Fuck, go to commercial." Never seen anything like this. ESPN. 4th of July. This is everybody's favorite moment of 4th of July. I don't understand what's happening here. Thanks, Joe Biden. You know, I find it odd. All I'm going to say, dude, Biden gets into office and then the fucking feed goes out during the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July.
I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah. Ugh. Makes you think.
Yeah.
With their anti-meat agenda.
The election was rigged. We know it now. Like, this is proof.
The consequence of it. Yeah.
If you can cut out of a feed for the hot dog eating contest, yeah, you can find extra votes in Maricopa County. Fucking A, bro. I told my wife, let's make this Pizza Hut a Pizza Home the other day.
you do have a Pizza Home, right?
Oh, we're at 70.
Yeah. Oh, we're at 70. 40 seconds left. The feed has been brought back from ESPN.
He needs four?
He needs five for the all-time record. God
In
damn it.
40 seconds. I don't trust this, all right?
Is it 72? Shit.
The feed went out multiple times. I don't know if we can actually trust this number.
I don't know either.
73. He needs one more to...
He needs three for the record, the all-time world record.
Oh, he's a 73.
He's a 73, so it's 73
seconds.
And a half.
Dude,
you're seeing...
He doesn't... He's
74. They just gave him 74. Fuck. All right, I lost. I bet against my hero, and that's fine. But now we're going for the all-time world record. If he hits 75,
God,
fucking dicks.
What?
How do you cut out during a world record like this? Fuck! Fuck!
You gotta 76!
Ah, did he finish with 76? What the fuck, ESPN?
This is dog shit.
Oh, no. Well,
no way you cut record, out during this.
This record is clouded. Like, it's...
Fuck!
There's no way we can actually trust whether or not he got the 76.
Shit!
We didn't see it happen.
Some Chapes from Minnesota is saying this is worse than Triller. You're goddamn right. Triller showed the whole fucking thing. ESPN can't even show. Oh, look at Chestnut. I want to break my own personal
best. It's him against him. They figure it out.
It's him against him. All right, it's back now.
It's over. Did he get 76? What's the official number?
This is unofficial 76.
Good God.
Wow.
Valiant effort by Esper. 51 dogs.
51, way over the over-under for him. Worst fucking TV, though, of all time, ESPN. My God, man.
It was extremely trash.
If Rachel Nichols was there, this wouldn't happen. That's all I'm going to say, but... oof, what is that? Is that fucking Nathan's?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's what they're eating.
No, I understand that, but the wings don't look that great.
This is not Nathan's. That's Wings of New York, which I guess Nathan's probably...
Wow, well,
yeah,
gross.
Probably. Yeah.
Gross. We think, unofficially, that Joey Chestnut has broken the world record. 76 dogs eaten in 10 minutes. Obviously, they're going to go back and watch the tape and confirm this. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay with you live on air until we get a confirmation that Joseph Robinette Chestnut has broken the world record of 74 dogs eaten. This would be a two-dog night.
We really don't know.
It'd be a two dogs over.
You gotta question.
We gotta check the tape. We gotta question what went on in that time period.
I don't know if you can check the tape if there's no tape.
It's almost. I would say this. It's probably this film and then the Zapruder film. That's the two most important pieces in United States history.
Right.
What happened during that missing footage? Where's it at?
I don't think he did it.
Chestnut.
I'm a truther right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you
I'm ground floor.
I thought you meant Lee Harvey
Joey
Oswald.
No, Joey didn't break the record.
Well, he is everything truther. Like,
that's not
Oswald
true.
Didn't do it.
No, Oswald definitely did it. Lone Wolf. Well, Lone Wolf.
Yeah, Lone Wolf on this one. Kids, we are in the stink of it. We don't know. Chestnut broke the record. ESPN globally had an issue. This was not on our television. This is globally. They had an outage twice during the competition. They've got to go back and check the tape to see if he actually broke the record. I've never been a part of something like this in my entire life. I know you guys are in pins and needles the same way as we are here. We could be seeing a new world record. We could be seeing the greatest mishap in sports history as well with ESPN.
Does this put a cloud over the entire holiday?
I would say yes.
Probably over the whole country now.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to celebrate today.
As if this country couldn't have been more... divided and in pain already.
David Wagner saying the moon landing film. Correct. I'm there for that. The moon landing film.
It's not on
Zapruder.
I'm sorry.
This.
It's this, then the moon landing.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yes. And then Zapruder third.
Yeah.
So at least that guy didn't. He kept filming. ESPN couldn't. How did a guy in 8mm in 1962-3? Was it 63?
What, the moon landing?
No, JFK.
Oh,
moon landing was 69, and I'll never forget that, brother.
Yeah, right. JFK was 63.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we are back. They've gone through the footage. Let's see what we have here as far as if this was a world record. Here's the official result. Let's get to it. Let's get fucking wet, dude. Let's get wet. What did Chestnut do? Here we go. So they're going through the third place finishes. Congratulations. Okay. Fuck off. Don't care.
Frayed hat guy gets third.
Yeah,
whatever.
Don't care. Chestnut, where's he at? They're standing by 76 dogs. Hang on.
What if they just overcounted by 20?
Hang on. Here we go.
They gave it to him. 76.
Are they giving it to him? Are they giving him 76?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kings of Egypt. 76. They gave him he did it. He got the record.
God damn.
There it is. Look at him holding the mustard belt. I can't. It's hard to imagine a time where it wasn't in his hands.
No, and this now puts him first place all time.
All time. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. 14 titles.
Not how he wanted it to go down, though, I imagine.
Well, he doesn't know the footage.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, but, like, look. They're interviewing Chestnut now. What do we got, Joey?
The crowd gave him the motivation.
Yeah, they did. He said he's thanking the crowd. He's saying that they were pushing him. He started slowing down at minute six, and that's what got him juiced. The crowd was massive today. I like this move to the minor league stadium.
I do too. And I just respect the hell out of him because he really could have gone full cruise control and won by like 10.
Yeah. But he's always pushing himself. And the best always do that.
Correct.
Yeah. Does everyone else just play for second? Like, honestly, like, is everyone else just kind of like, I hope I get second?
What's second place purse, though? What is it?
The ACL Cornhole Championships are up next. We're starting to get into real sports here, and that's what I like. Because with the death of a lot of these sports, it's nice to see these new sports taking over, like hot dog eating and then, obviously, cornhole.
A lot of axe throwing on ESPN now.
Look at that. Have a great 4th of July, everybody. Man. Real disservice, though, they did. Real disservice, though, that they did by not showing almost half the competition for the men's.
Yeah.
Somebody got fired today on 4th of July.
I would think so. I don't know how hard it is to broadcast from a minor league stadium where where, like, things get broadcast from all the time.
Yeah.
So, Frightening Me is saying 76 for 1776, Joey Chestnut.
Wow.
He did it.
Rose to the occasion today.
He's the real 76er.
I typically...
Trust the process.
Something like this. Yeah, trust the process.
Oh, this is from King of Prussia? The fuck?
Yeah, it is. It is.
The mall?
Typically, I would be doing heroin or something, like right now, with seeing something that great. However, losing half the feed for ESPN... It's taken a little bit away from me. I'm going to be honest with you.
It did. Yeah. It really took the excitement out of the entire event.
Yeah. Not cool. I'm not happy with anything that ESPN did today whatsoever.
We'll get every second of this fucking cornhole tournament.
Yeah,
though, dude.
There's not going to be any outages here.
Nope.
And we're really showing our ass here today, ESPN. God damn it, man. I mean, that was history. What do you do now? What does Joey do as far as game footage goes to go back and study his world record? He's not going to have it now.
Can't show his kids. Can't.
No.
Nope.
Show his grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got to come back next year and fucking do 80.
Yeah.
Disgrace. Absolute disgrace. I feel for everybody at home. I feel for Chestnut. I feel for his family, his kids, his unborn kids. Whoever his grandchildren may or may not be in this life, they're not going to be able to go back and say, hey, kids, here's the greatest 10 minutes in sports history.
Yeah.
Not going to have that option anymore.
And they might not believe him even then.
No. Like,
they might be like, grandpa's losing it.
Even part of me right now is like, did it happen or did it not happen? Yeah. I don't know. But happy 4th of July, everyone. Anybody you want to give a shout out to, Bob? Your unborn baby?
Yeah, unborn babies, just chilling at home with my born wife, and they're...
Boring?
Born.
Oh, she's born? Okay.
Yeah, she was
she's
born.
Alive, yeah.
Still born? Or?
Still alive, yeah.
Okay. She is still alive. Born.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But not, she was not stillborn.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, man, just baby's first 4th of July, kind of, not really.
No.
Yeah, no, he's not alive yet.
Don't count it.
You don't count that. You don't count that. Dan, what does a guy like you do? With a Trae Young jersey on 4th of July, MLK edition of Trae Young. What do you do on a day like this?
Got to see if I get invited to the cookout, you know, probably.
Whose cookout?
Any cookout. The cookout.
Actually, you know, it was cool. Next door, one of the Spanish-speaking offices, I don't know if it's Mexican or what Central American or what, but they're throwing a big 4th of July party. I always love that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always love seeing when the immigrants throw the fucking huge 4th of July parties.
It's funny.
Yeah. They're setting up and everything. I was like, fuck, dude, I want to go to that.
Yeah. No lie. We were going to have everybody over at our house for a party for 4th of July, like a pool party.
Yeah.
No pool.
Well, you gotta, you got, you have,
it's unfortunate.
I think you're exaggerating because I've seen it. You do have a concrete hole in your back.
Yeah, you have a hole.
And you do, I assume, own a hose.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's your choice to not have a pool at this point. It's
on you. Yeah, right. We were saying, do we just put tarp down now and see what happens? Or, yeah. I can tell you who got butt fucked on 4th of July. Those Clear Reflections, I believe, is no longer in business. So.
Oh, do you guys BF them out of business?
Well, they butt fucked themselves out of business. Whoa, that's we get true. Some, here we go. If you start getting hot girls in cornhole, congratulations, dude. You got a fucking big time sport there.
Well, you know, I feel like it's a big like lake game and you're just going to get a lot of like, you just could get a lot of like cute redneck chicks playing cornhole and stuff.
Yeah, she's got Birkenstocks on. That's a new one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your cornhole skills? By the way, you too.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Yeah. I can get on a heater every once in a while, but I mean,
never lost.
Never.
It's an absurd thing to say.
It is, but it's true.
Right, well, now
it's true.
It's not true.
Oh, it is. I've never lost. It was one.
No, when you play cornhole, you always lose.
No,
whether or not you win. No, whether you're or not you win.
There was one time where it came down to, and I'll give a shout out to Michael, Brooks' husband. He wanted to beat me, and so we went way, way into the night. To where we just couldn't see the fucking holes anymore.
Right.
And I threw one up to the heavens, dropped down. He had two bags around the thing, brought all three bags into it. Mm-hmm. Technically, he won, but we couldn't see whether or not it's like that other bag was or whatever. So is there a loss out there somewhere? I don't know because it was that dark.
Yes, playing cornhole.
But what you guys don't know is this, and this is when I'm saying I've never lost, I'm being dead serious. Every city we go and do these live shows in, tailgating wise, somebody will challenge me, one of our listeners. I've never lost. The worst one ever, and if he's still here, it was Craigers, Craig Dulesky. I've never seen an angrier human being. And it was at Penn State, Ohio State. I still remember
that
it, Craig.
That was the Dan game where he took in the crowd dying.
Yes, 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 yes. It was that game. I've never seen an angrier human who was just like, fuck you, dude. And I believe he asked to play again. Craigers, if you're in here, tell me. Yeah, yes, I'm the Khabib of cornhole. That's a perfect example of it.
Okay. All right, we'll have to play some cornhole.
Yeah. But again, the cornhole to me is essentially what beer pong is, where it's like, even when you're really good at it, you're going to spend the entire party by yourself.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
So
being married, that sounds great.
Yeah. I'll say this. With cornhole, because everybody wants to challenge me, I'll to your point, I'll only go two games. That's it. Like two or three games tops where I'm like, all right.
Because then you're
go
stuck for the entire party.
Correct.
Like the backyard, yes. Barbecue, or whatever. Then it's just you see maybe four people the entire time.
100%. So I'll only go like two or three games and I'll be like, all right, we get a party and do some other shit. Beer pong, I will agree with you. So I've been beating a beer pong, but it's because people can go on heaters. It's a different thing. This, though, I actually think there's more skill in cornhole than there is beer pong.
Yeah, I would agree with that probably, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the only time I told Dan Holloway to go fuck himself was when we got in a two-man tournament against this hippie fucking dude and his girlfriend in Wilmington one time at a bar.
Right.
And they rocked us. Dan couldn't hit anything.
Did he shoot then?
What's that? No, because he felt bad. And I go, dude, you said you were a pitcher. Like, you're fucking terrible at this.
Well, it's not a softball pitcher.
Whatever. So the guy, the hippie dude was real fucking arrogant. And so I go, I tell you what, man, I want to play you one-on-one because I know I'm the fucking best there is.
For your wife?
Just for my whole life, dude. My life, my wife, all of it, dude. I pay for them titties. Get your own, you heard? It was that type of shit. And so what happened was I told Dan to get the fuck out of the way. I go, hey, get the fuck out of the way. Just drop the bags. And then the bartender goes, because the guy bet us beers. And to him, that was like the entire world, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, beers, you know, free beers. So I went up to the bartender and I bought this guy his beer. And I came back and I asked to challenge him one-on-one. And the bartender goes, hey, dude, that guy out there, like, he fucking lives here and all he does is play cornhole every goddamn day. And I'm like, because you're going to lose again. And I go, no, I didn't lose the last one. My partner did. And I'm going to beat this guy one-on-one. I played that guy one-on-one and absolutely ripped his fucking asshole open. I've never seen someone like on the verge of tears over a game of cornhole. And that little fucking hipster Craigers is back in here. Ross, I'll beat you at cornhole. Trust me, my man. You won't, Craig. I never fucking lose, dude. Never lost. Ask any drinking bro across the land. I have never fucking lost. The one, though, that I heard is really good is Joel, and I guess he's got, like, his own jersey and played in, like, an amateur league.
Oh, shit. That wouldn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
It does to me.
You know, you go to a play. He probably goes somewhere, serves a lot of IPAs and stuff. Yeah, they got a cornhole set.
They probably have cornhole on set for all the things he worked on. Just to kill time.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. That would actually be a great set game. It didn't really take off, though, until, it was never in L.A. That's the thing.
It's very Midwestern.
Yes.
Very Southern.
I never, that's why I was able to destroy it. Nobody plays that.
No, it's definitely not. You don't, I think if you took that out to, like, a West Coast party, like a party in L.A., people would be like, I'm sorry, is your trailer parked out front? Like,
exactly. Kids, I'm at the end here. Champers is empty. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Appreciate you joining us here. When is Softcore History airing tonight?
No. It'll go up on Tuesday as usual.
Tuesday, yeah. Okay.
Monday night. Tuesday yeah. Morning. Okay. Yeah.
When's the video air?
Tuesday night. Okay. On Drinking Bros History.
Great. Yeah. Join us there for that. Rate and review the show. I saw it's pretty high in the rankings today, by the way.
We're getting up there. We're getting some good traction on TikTok, too, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah. Getting a couple videos with a couple thousand views.
What do you do with the videos on there?
We clip minute clips anyway for Instagram, so we just start putting them on TikTok as well. And
that's dope. Shit.
Yeah.
We should be doing that then, I'm sure.
We are.
For Drinker Bros?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I believe Danny is posting to YouTube as well.
Great.
Or, to TikTok as well. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. I'm terrible at technology, but I'm really great at life.
Look, I just want to give a shout out to, this is who I, fuck my son, Zi Ping.
Zi Cavarici?
Just China, the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your many blessings on our content. Please let our TikTok reign supreme, as you do as well. And I renounce this holiday for the many blessings you will give me.
AJ Gamble, he says, my cornhole skills are more impressive than the chick NFL coach. Goddamn right. We should do a Boston Joe's thing. We should do a Drinking Bro Olympics. Let's go. Host of Tailgate Legends. They will be... just talked to him yesterday. Him and Eric Tanzi will be doing a live show opening week of college football. Delco Dan, I was unaware that the Clemson Georgia game was opening week, by the way.
Opening game, yes. I think.
Opening game is actually Ohio State versus Minnesota
on
Thursday night.
Okay, open. But the
Thursday night opener.
What's row that boat.
Who do you got in that one?
Row that boat.
Minnesota's.
I'm kidding. No, Ohio State's going to smash them. But.
Yeah, no, I know that. I wasn't even asking.
Oh, Clemson, Georgia.
Clemson, Georgia is what I'm going to ask for.
I think Georgia takes them. I don't think Clemson's used to getting smashed that hard that early.
Like, they started to hit their stride with JT Daniels. So, Georgia.
I think Georgia takes it.
He's going to be back.
Georgia's the sleeper this year, but it's in Atlanta. It's a
Georgia
Dabo team.
It's in Charlotte. He's going to retire, like he said.
Yes, yeah. But, in all sincerity, so they're going to be doing a live show from that game. It should be the night game, right? It should be the 8 o'clock game.
If it's not, that's fucking crazy.
Well, no, I mean, it kind of makes sense that UCF Boise would be.
Oh, God, yeah. Neither of those teams are real. I am cheering for your former quarterback, though. I hope that kid.
McKenzie.
Yeah, dude. He got a raw deal.
I hope he survives.
Same.
The season.
Why did he not just stay with UCF?
He recruited the kid that went to his high school that was the quarterback after him.
Okay.
To come to UCF.
All right.
And he would get in his way.
Gotcha.
When he came back. So we have two Hawaiian quarterbacks. And in order for him, he just figured he'd start over. Sorry, FSU and not get in the way of Dylan Gabriel.
That offensive line is going to cost him the other leg.
Probably.
That and
probably. Clemson, we saw that kid play against Notre Dame. He looks fucking good, man.
He's good and they're good.
He's good.
I'll take the Georgia. The more veteran team. I actually think Georgia's probably going to open as a favorite.
I agree. I would say that point spread will probably be 3.5. That's
Which
my
I'll
guess
Give me Georgia all day. Yeah. I think Georgia 2 touchdowns maybe.
Wow.
No.
All right.
No, it's a 3-point game, but Georgia wins.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say Georgia wins as well, just because Clemson's got new everything. I mean, shit. They got ATN is gone.
When Dabo has to retire.
Yeah. ATN is gone. The quarterback is gone.
He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man of faith.
I think they lost a couple receivers.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Give me Georgia by 10.
Oof. Hot take.
I think
I say it's a touchdown game. Touchdown game. So we'll
North
see.
North Carolina is a weird spot, though.
It's a weird spot. Georgia knows that this is their year, right? Alabama's got a new quarterback. They're playing Clemson to open, which is going to look like a good win no matter what, even if Clemson is like a two-loss team or something like that.
Yep.
They have to, and beating the shit out of them makes them look even better. They don't draw. I forget who their draw is on the other side from the West, but I don't remember it being that bad.
Right.
So, I mean, this is, and the East is still kind of down. Like, Florida's not good enough to challenge them.
You have to play Tennessee with Heupel.
Yeah.
This is, Georgia fucking knows this is their year to make the playoff.
If they don't do it this year, I don't know that they do it ever, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's just the best opening they have.
Do we talk ourselves because of Jake with Florida and Emory Jones?
I'm not buying any of that shit.
No.
Remember every time they brought in Emory Jones last year, it was just like they would move the ball with Trask down the field and then Emory Jones would fuck up.
Oh, Florida's going to be terrible this year.
I got Bama, Ohio State, Oklahoma this year. I think Spencer Rattler is going to be the difference.
Yeah.
He came on at the end of last year. And then
he'll be good.
Who's in that fourth spot though?
Well, Georgia.
Oklahoma will lose.
Two SEC teams.
Oklahoma's gonna have a loss, and it'll be to like Kansas State.
Yeah, it'll be to somebody shitty. But
I would think.
Is it Clemson or Georgia though?
I think it's probably.
Well, it's probably the winner, right?
Yeah,
we're getting two SEC teams this year, probably.
I think so.
Maybe you might.
Maybe USC.
No.
USC,
no, dude, no. No.
If you have...
I think this might be the year for USC. The Pac-12 comes back. Pac-12 Danny.
Man, No.
Supporting USC, not Oregon.
Not a prayer. And it's going to be interesting to see all these kids getting paid and who they're doing podcasts and all that other fun stuff for. But I'm going to put out a thing to Ohio State.
Oh, shit. Utah had that kid from Duncanville that was a Texas recruit.
Yeah.
Texas quarterback. Just went to Utah. So maybe Utah.
No shit.
No, yeah. Utah's not going to that this year.
Brother. Quick shout out to Quinn Ewers, the Texas quarterback who's the number one recruit in the nation. He signed on with Ohio State. If you have not seen his mullets over the weekend, that is the craziest thing of all time. Dyed it blonde, Summer Swayze. It looks amazing. I'm all in on that kid.
Huh? Is Texas back this year?
Longhorns? No. That kid's going to Ohio State.
But are they back?
No, they're not back.
Okay.
They're not back. Never. It's going to be Oklahoma this year. Either way, we love you guys. We appreciate you tuning in. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast wherever your podcasts are available. And then obviously go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. That is really what keeps us in the charts. We've been there for almost 7 years now at this point. We greatly appreciate it. Happy 4th of July, everyone. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is a special edition of the 4th of July episode for Drinking Bros. Good afternoon, everyone.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.